Rob Harris. He's a global soccer and sports writer for the Associated Press. Rob, a hectic day for you. We really appreciate you joining us. The Mahrez thing really interests me. What are the chances of this happening? And, I mean, we know the reason clearly with Sané out, I believe, for a couple of months. But how realistic is this move for Man City?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, good afternoon, good morning, good to join you there. Yeah, it seems like it is pretty feasible. Obviously, Mahrez had hoped to leave Leicester in the past, straight after the astonishing title win now almost 2 years ago. And I don't think many would begrudge him a move, having sort of helped Leicester sort of achieve that fairy tale. I suppose you take a closer look at how Manchester City is suddenly spending after Sane's injury, where he could be out for nearly 2 months. Whereas they sort of pulled out of the race for Sané Sanchez, who went to United, they're going to be spending potentially a similar amount to sign Mahrez. At the time of the Sanchez move to United, City were almost presenting it as the fact they were sort of, you know, watching their pounds, but this sort of outlay shows that they're still willing to sort of transfer window splurge.
Now, one of the big moves, obviously, the transfer today, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang joining Arsenal. A bit of a, I don't know, I wouldn't say as a reputation of being a malcontent. He had some problems towards the end this year in Borussia Dortmund, picked some fights with the German media. You know, Rob, I almost got the sense, I follow Borussia Dortmund a fair amount, and I almost got the sense last year, actually, I got the sense halfway through last season that you almost felt as if it was one of those things, a relationship that had just kind of run its course, right? And, you know, and that it was going to end somehow. It almost seemed right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Dortmund are way down in sixth now in the Bundesliga. They're not so challenging up there as they were a few years ago, and that pecking order in Germany means that the way Bayern at the top of the food chain manages to sort of cherry pick the talent from elsewhere means that there is a glass ceiling in terms of really probably what he felt he could achieve there. I mean, obviously his attitude, his demeanour has sort of raised questions. I mean, we see in many of these cases in the transfer window of players moving around. You often wonder, you think if they've agitated for moves, how they'd be at their new clubs and whether they'd sort of respond as badly there if things don't go their way or they don't get the future decision they're hoping. But obviously Arsenal are hoping that certainly he gives a lift they hope for, particularly after last night's 3-1 defeat at Swansea. Yet another damaging night for Arsenal, really out of, you know, slipping away from the Champions League places in six like Dortmund, and really relying on winning the Europa League to get back into the Champions League. Aubameyang, though, is cup tied. He won't be able to play in the Europa League for Arsenal because he's already appeared this season.
I love transfer day is great because literally as we're talking to you, more news is coming in. Max Meyer now potentially on the table, 22. Big opportunity here. What's the latest on if he might go?
Sorry, you just cut out then.
Oh, I'm sorry. Max Meyer potentially coming. Yeah. The news is flowing in as we're talking. What is the latest on Meyer potentially moving?
I guess I'm not fully up to speed on that. I mean, actually just come from myself and from Rome, actually, where I've been on a related footballing story. But yeah, I mean, obviously Arsenal are, you know, trying to bring in reinforcements that will help to allay the sort of discontent that's clearly around Arsenal with this sort of another sort of disappointing season. And, yeah, and this sort of spending is necessary, particularly after losing Sanchez. Although, you know, there are clearly issues around Arsenal.
Mm. And I guess we also know now that Mesut Ozil has signed a new contract at Arsenal, and that kind of gets to your point as well. If you're Arsenal, you have to solidify stuff this week, don't you? If you're Arsene Wenger, because your fan base is really pissed off after yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that's been an issue around Arsenal as well. As we've seen with Sanchez being able to leave, is the fact they've allowed players to wind down their contracts and haven't been able to sort of lock them into longer-term deals, which protect the asset in say a way that their North London rival Tottenham has. I mean, even though we hear constant talk about the futures of Harry Kane and Dele Alli, Spurs at least do sort of keep them on contracts which have some length to them, which means they still have value. they were pretty hamstrung with the situation with Sanchez. And it was, you know, really a necessary deal to allow him to leave, particularly being able to sort of bring Mkhitaryan in the swap deal and sort of locking down Ozil for a significant amount of cash it's going to take, but that's what's required at the moment, will at least sort of prevent a complete uproar around the place. I mean, obviously, there are many questions over whether Ozil has actually delivered over the years at Arsenal, one of those inconsistent players who sometimes sort of disappoints.
Alexis Sanchez, you mentioned him. He made his debut for Man U in the FA Cup. Probably play today against Spurs, I would think. How do you see this? How do you see this working out for Jose Mourinho in terms of formation, in terms of lineup? There seems to be some thought now that one of the things that may happen here, if it gives Mourinho the opportunity or the option of maybe letting Marcus Rashford have a run out in the number nine. If Lukaku needs a spell off or he's in a slump or it doesn't work out. Can you see that being one of the end results of this particular move, that maybe Rashford gets some reps in that number nine spot?
Yeah, I mean the addition of Sanchez really gives that sort of explosiveness that I think that sometimes be missing in the team. And in fact, Mourinho said he needs someone in the team who has a bit more of a sort of advanced footballing mind, who knows to make the decisions that can, you know, make a difference when it really matters. And I think actually utilising Rashford is significant. I mean, United don't want to let a talent like that fall by the wayside, or certainly not get the playing opportunities, particularly when he's an English hope. He's one of their own graduates of the system. And certainly United have always placed such an emphasis on those homegrown, homebred players. And really, I think Sanchez is something that they've been missing, and particularly sort of stealing a march on City. To actually get such a signing is a particular statement. I don't think we can really read much into his impact at Yeovil last week. I mean, the Worthy did set up two goals, but it was against a fourth division team. I think a bit too much was made out of it. Perhaps we could have looked at it the other way, and if he hadn't sort of had that hunger and desire, but that was certainly shown, which is an encouraging sign. And in fact, I'm due at Wembley later on to see United take on Tottenham, so that's that'll be an interesting one, particularly as Tottenham do often struggle against the top six. Although they did beat United when they last came to Tottenham, but that was in the final game at White Hart Lane last year.